Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee with Dak Rasmussen, head coach of the Pella Girls track and field team. We are talking during tulip time, so coming off of the Drake relays and heading into the Little Hawkeye Conference meet coming up next week. Coach, a lot to be happy about at Drake Stadium with the group of girls that went up there, several top 10 finishes, maybe some we weren't quite expecting to get that high, and then capped off with a school record in the 4x4. I'm sure a lot of buzz and excitement just for the team, knowing that the Drake relays can be a good sign for what's ahead when you go back in 4 weeks.
Yeah, and that's just it. You know, Marissa Farabee obviously has got a little experience on that track, so she kind of knew what she was doing. But other than that, we had a lot of inexperience. Last year, we didn't have too many sprint teams that qualified. We were more on the distance side, whereas this year, we had a bunch of sprint teams that qualified. So the fact that we've got a lot of new runners and we had a lot of freshmen running, and for the most part, we were pretty pleased with how those events turned out. We didn't have anything, you know, where you look and say, boy, that did not go well. Most of it was, you know, kind of in the range of where we've been at the top end of the range we've been at this season. And of course, you know, the highlight was the 4x4, where, you know, we come in with a 4:03, we run a 4 minute flat in prelims, and then we turn in the 3:55, crush the school record in finals. So, you know, the whole team is excited about that. That carries over, and you know, when you look ahead at the postseason, then that group of girls is going to be really excited about what they can accomplish.
Well, and Marissa, for those who don't know, has been on the mend, had a little bit of an off-season injury. We talked a little bit about it in the preseason, but she's starting to find her form again, and that's crazy that she's not close to probably where she feels 100% is at and had a really good performance, and that also bodes well knowing that she's really ready for Class 3A competition coming up these next few weeks.
Well, and that's just it. You know, as far as Marissa standards, she's not where she wants to be. But as far as 3A standards, you know, she can have an average race and still do very well at the state meet in the 15 and the 3. And, you know, we're working on her speed work now. We're going to see where her 800 ends up by the time we get to the postseason. But, yeah, she continues to make progress every day. And, you know, she's a hard worker, has a great attitude. So, you know, she's going to maximize whatever abilities she has when we get to those big time races.
Another individual I wanted to mention, Ireland Bishop, has maybe got a really good shot to get the throws, not only back to Drake Stadium for your team, but to really do some damage up there. And Ireland has been one of your more consistent athletes. Throwing is very difficult for people who don't know, and she's really found a gear here, and it has to be exciting. There's probably more distance in that discus.
Yeah, you know, she put in a ton of work in the offseason. So she has completely transformed herself from where she was last year. And I think it's a testament to her abilities that her two best throws this year were at Jim Duncan at the Drake Relays. So that's it. If you've never been at the Drake discus rings, that's an intimidating place because you've got these huge towers, this massive net, and I've seen plenty of girls just melt down. But that seems to bring out the best to her. So we were just thrilled that she was able to make a final in the discus and continue to be consistent the last three throws that she got. So yeah, she's in a great place right now. She's got a lot of confidence, and it's just exciting to see where she's going to end up.
And then from there, it's been a big mix, but let's talk more about that freshman class. They're really starting to find their groove, and you said it in the offseason. Obviously, they had a lot of success in middle school. That doesn't always translate. It seems like it's translated, and you don't have a school record if it's not for some of those freshmen and sophomores, and that's got to be really exciting that some young athletes had a chance to be at Drake Stadium twice now and get themselves ready to also make this postseason push.
Yeah. Boy, it's really hard to know where to start with that group because there are so many of them, but you know, Lizzie Vandervoort was on that 4x4 team, and she has just continued to look better and better in her 400s and 800s. And, you know, she's going to be one of our top athletes at those distances this year, and it's exciting to see how she's going to progress in those. And again, even for this year, I don't think we've reached her ceiling yet. She's still learning how to run those races, and so that's exciting to see what she can do in the postseason when we get against some elite competition, and she's really got to push herself. And then, you know, we've got some great sprinters. Genevieve Truer and Haley DeVries have really contributed a lot as far as races so far this year. Aurora Rankin is another one who has got a lot of potential. She was kind of dealing with a little injury mid-season that's kind of set her back. So we may not hear her name as much right now, but in the future we will hear that quite a bit. But the other two have contributed a lot to relays. Haley is actually, I think, the conference leader right now in the long jump. And I think she's leading our district in the long jump also. So I'm very excited about where she's at. Carly Altwein has been just steadily, progressively getting better in the 3,000, the 15. I remember Coach Cutler at the beginning of the season saying, I don't know if we're going to get much out of from her as far as an 800 is concerned. And she's been one of our best runners in the 800 this season. So she has such a competitive spirit that she's just going to get better and better. Bryn Paulson is another one who's steadily contributed fours and eights throughout the course of the season. Erica Voss runs an absolutely amazing 400. It's just when you got four girls running under a minute, it's hard to crack that lineup. So she's one that, you think about next year, Mara will be graduating, and she's someone who potentially could move into that as those 400s as she gets stronger. So, even with the throwers, Sam DeGrutenheis has shown a lot this year. She's just a freshman, so as she gets stronger, gets some of the technique down. I'm sure I'm forgetting some people I tell you what, like I said, that is a deep group. It is a great group, and having them for the rest of this year and three more after that, that's a great core to build around.
And even for this year, they'll have a big part in that role. Here with Dak Rasmussen, head coach of the Pella Girls track and field team, this interview powered by Hy-Vee, and that gets us to now here we are. Season's running out. It happens pretty quickly. We did have the rollback this year, so an early tulip time. Still 3 weeks left between now and the state meet. And comes up with conference this week. And at DCG, the girls' side of things, it feels like, not to dismiss the other teams, all have different events that they're strong in. But in terms of the top of the leaderboard, it might be more or less a dual meet between an Indianola team that's a state contender in 4A and your 3A state contender. That should be a great test for your girls heading into the postseason.
Yeah, that's one of those things, if just realistically, if you look at bounded across the various events, that's kind of the conclusion that you come to. Because we've got a lot of depth, and Indianola's got a lot of depth, and most of the other teams just don't have the depth to that level that they're going to take enough events to get enough points. You look at somebody like a PC, who obviously they're going to win their share of events. They're going to get 10 points in quite a few events, but they just don't have enough across the board to compete. And so that's going to be exciting, because that's going to be a good preparation for us as we get ready for the state qualifying meet and then for state meet. Just again, to run against that level of competition. And also, as the meet goes on and you start looking at points to kind of feel that pressure of, we need to perform in all of these events in order to score the points we need to in order to bring some form of championship. And, again, state meet's going to be very competitive, so the conference meet's going to be good practice for that.
And then before that, you have senior night coming up the Monday between conference. And then the following Thursday, we had to winter set. Let's start with senior night. We mentioned the freshman class. The senior class obviously has made a lot of contributions. A couple that we've seen and will see in the postseason roster, and others that many people may not know about.
Yeah. So, Reagan Schneider's been great over the course of her four seasons. And she's been running great for us again this year. So, she's going to be on a postseason roster. Mara Skibout is one of our top sprinters, 200, 400 levels. So hopefully she's bringing home a lot of medals come the state meet. Chloe Punt she always kind of flies under the radar. She's always been a solid 400 runner for us this year as she looks forward to college, wanting to get a few more 800s in, and has looked great there too. Coach Cutler and I have talked before, if there somehow you could run an 8x8 at state, we'd be state champions because we're that deep in some of these distances. And so she's been a great competitor and contributor in those areas. Nora Osman is out again this year. And, we've had her out before, and she decided she wanted to try distance this year. So she's had some fun with that. Let's see, Maggie Thompson has been a solid thrower for us for her 4 years. So again, she's looking at being one of our number two discus thrower, our number two shot put thrower. So she's got a real chance to get to state in both of those events. So we're excited to see what she can do there. Ellie Schmitz, again, has been a solid thrower for us. For her, it's been a case of we've just had a couple kids that have been really good in the throws that have kind of limited her opportunities in that event. But she's been a great teammate and someone who just, you know, brings a great attitude and work ethic every day to the track. Phoebe Schraben is a senior. This is the first year she's been out with us. Unfortunately, she's been injured for the entire season. She had a little something during cross country that just never really got better. So we haven't seen her as much as we would like. And I can't forget Lindy Schulte, although she's on the Tulip Court, and anybody who knows anything about the Tulip Court and the track schedule is they don't always mesh especially well together. So we haven't seen a lot of Lindy, but you know, she's been out for 4 years, and she's always been a good worker, has an amazing attitude, you know. And she was very forthcoming right from the very get-go at the start of the season, saying, "Coach, I'm not going to be around much. Is it okay if I'm part of the team? And you just get me in wherever you can get me, whenever that is." And so, yeah, we had that agreement early on, and, you know, she's just been great kind of accepting that role. And we're excited, you know, because we can brag about having one of the track girls on the Tulip Court. So we appreciate her contributions, too. And I think the last one we have then is Kelsey Tauke. She was hurt all of last year. She was kind of more of a sprinter before that and did some high jump. And this season, she decided she wanted to try long jump too. So right now, she's kind of our number two high jumper and long jumper. So she's had a little injury bug mid-season, but I think she's on the mend. So we're hopeful that by the time we get to conference, and especially the state qualifier, she'll be 100% healthy, and she's someone who could get us points in both those events.
Here, Dak Rasmussen, head coach of the Pell track and field team. And then lastly, Winterset. The site has been set for the district and your opportunity to go state, and it seems like a great opportunity to get a lot of girls up to Drake Stadium if you're able to perform.
Yeah, that's one of those things where the district parents come out, and it's hard not to be excited when you take a look at where the state placed us, because there's some real opportunities there. We should have a lot of automatic qualifiers, and we're really hoping, you know, most of our number ones will get in, and we'll know that night. And then our number twos will either qualify that night or they'll have a chance at large. But our expectation is we will take a lot of girls, and we have the opportunity of qualifying somebody in every event. And when you have the chance to say that, that's super exciting. I had, was that 2017, 2016? We qualified somebody in every event. It's the only other time I've been able to do that, so we're hoping maybe we can accomplish that again this year.
Well, should be a whole lot of fun. I'll see you in Grimes and see you in Winterset. All the best to the Pella Girls track and field team.
Thank you very much.